We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, 34 degrees. A stormy Tuesday evening for South Central Kansas. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for several counties, including Sedgwick. Storms came with high wind, some hail, thunder, and lightning. A wind gust was clocked at 61 miles per hour near Eisenhower National Airport. Some power lines were blown down near Norwich, and reports of some power lines down here in Wichita.
The CDC has issued guidance urging Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning that holiday travel may worsen already surging coronavirus case numbers in the U.S. The CDC says people who are considering traveling for Thanksgiving should consider some questions before making the decision. Its website lists several points, including whether you, someone in your household, or someone you'd be visiting are at increased risk of getting sick with COVID-19, as well as taking into consideration case numbers and hospitalizations in your community and your destination. It also reminds travelers to wear masks, use hand sanitizer, and social distance. You can see the CDC's guidance and Thanksgiving safety updates at cdc.gov. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The transition is beginning, and the change from the current administration to the next is underway.
President Trump and his legal team have not abandoned their court challenges, but certifications in states that President-elect Joe Biden won make a reversal difficult. Results were made official in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Nevada.
So with that, the 2020 vote canvass for the Nevada general election is completed. Thank you very much to everyone.
This is the Biden administration assembles its foreign policy team. But even as the General Services Administration signs off on transition, the president tweeted Tuesday, the GSA does not determine who is the next president. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There's speculation that President Trump plans to pardon a former national security advisor.
Sources telling Fox News that the president plans to pardon former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn. You may recall he twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about conversations with a Russian diplomat during the transition in late 2016. A prosecutor tabbed by the AG, Bill Barr, reviewed the charges, recommended they be dropped, but an appeals court sided with District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan's decision to not drop the charges. So while this case sits in limbo, the president, we are told, wants to pardon Flynn.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report.
There's a new book flying off the shelves.
The book is called A Promised Land, and it was written by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. The former president's memoir is selling like a new Harry Potter. How about 1.7 million copies in just its first week? These are big numbers, big enough that sales are among the highest ever for a nonfiction book. Michelle Obama's Becoming, also a major hit, selling 10 million copies worldwide since 2018. Back in 2007, author J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows sold over 8 million copies in the first 24 hours of release. John Saucier, Fox News.
This day before Thanksgiving, many Americans are counting their blessings during these tough times. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News he's thankful for the community.
I wish everybody a great and a safe Thanksgiving, and we got a lot to be thankful for in this community, and especially this year of 2020.
Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After some strong storms rolled through South Central Kansas last night, much quieter weather is settling in today, and that will lead to even better weather on Thanksgiving. With a gradual clearing sky, we should be breezy with a high 49. clear overnight, our low 34, then sunny and 57 on Thanksgiving Day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 34 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And you can listen to us at online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. And tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. You can listen to Wichita's number one talk all day.
Sure, and many folks do, yeah.
A lot of different ways to skin the cat, as we say. The head of the CDC.
I don't say that.
Oh, I don't care. The head of the CDC says a coronavirus vaccine could be arriving very soon and just in time for Christmas. Tuesday, CDC Director Robert Redfield told Fox News a vaccine would roll out probably by the end of the second week in December. And while no vaccine has been approved yet, the FDA will meet December 10th to decide whether to grant emergency authorization to Pfizer's vaccine, which the company says is about 95% effective in late-stage testing. Redfield says the first batches of vaccine would go to nursing home residents and healthcare workers, and that hopefully by March we'll start to see the vaccine available to the general public. So the first responders, people, it could be by Christmas time, Ted. That's amazing. Don't want to get up any false hopes, but it sure looks encouraging, doesn't it? Want to go over the specifics of what's going on here in Sedgwick County.
Okay.
Rodney Price has been reporting on this, but I want to go over one more time exactly what's going on. Sedgwick County now with 20,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 149 related deaths, and so the county is trying to do whatever it can to get this stopped. The order now that will be in effect, it starts 12:01 a.m. Friday, the 27th, and goes to 11:59 p.m. Saturday, January 9th, 2021. Of course, if something happens between now and then, something good, maybe they'll pull back from it. And here's the deal. Mass gatherings are limited to 25 total individuals. People must still be masked and maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Fitness centers are limited to 100 individuals or 50% of the fire code capacity, whichever is less, and must adhere to appropriate masking and social distancing precautions. Restaurants, bars, nightclubs, not considered mass gatherings. However, they are required to reduce the amount of dine-in patrons to 100 people or 50% of the fire code capacity. Restaurants are allowed to have in-person dining between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. only. Between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., restaurants may continue curbside, drive-through, and delivery service, but not carryout. So, something for the restaurant. Bars and nightclubs, in-person dining and drinking areas must be closed by 11 p.m.
Yeah, because you can't catch the virus after 11 p.m.
After 11 p.m., it magically disappears.
Right.
Retail stores, not considered mass gatherings. However, these entities are limited to 50% of fire code capacity and social distancing. The retail stores I've been in have been really good about this. They know what they got to stay open, and they're doing what they can. Now, all recreational and youth organized sports tournaments, games, practices, etc., may occur with no more than 2 spectators per participant. So there you go, Ted. And again, the enforcement of this, do you know what? They're going to watch for people that violate this, maybe? I've been kind of unclear.
I think they are.
I think they're going to watch basically more education?
I think giving people warnings. But if businesses repeatedly violate, there can be a fine.
Yeah, if somebody just blatantly says, nah, we're not going to do that, it's probably going to hear from the police or somebody.
Right.
I suppose. Yeah. All right. Well,
but otherwise, I think everybody is just expected to adhere to this.
We're hoping that we can get these. Now, what is the positivity rate? Of course, that is the rate of how many people actually, as we test them, how many people are actually coming down positive. It's been around 20% or
it
more?
It was up to 25-26%.
Yeah, which is.
But then I saw the graph. It looked like it was slightly ticking down.
Yeah. Well.
But it got up to, I know, at least 26%.
Sure, I'd like to get this thing under control. All right, just one more time, talking a little bit more about the weather that came through, the strange, right around dinner time last night.
Yeah, we had severe thunderstorm warning for Sedgwick County.
Yeah, and, actually several
and
counties.
And Sumner
well.
And Cowley.
Yeah. And this thing blew up, and my house, frankly, I didn't see a lot of wind, but your sister's house, not that far away, just a few blocks to the west of mine,
And she went down and what, power outage for several hours?
Yeah, they had
spoiled the family turkey, or almost did,
I guess. Yeah, she had the family turkey in her fridge, and she started getting nervous. Said, I think we need to get this into a working refrigerator at some point.
So she called you and you
Yeah, she came over to my house about 10 o'clock last night and transferred the turkey to my fridge. And well, she ended up without power for 8.5 hours.
Oh, wow. That's the thing I worry about.
Come on till 2:30 in the morning.
And I think just about everybody has experienced power outages in Wichita at one time or the other over the past few years. But Evergy is pretty good about getting the people out there and getting them back on just as quick as they can. And you said that was, it got 8 hours. Man, wonder what blew over. Something.
Yeah, apparently, big. It was a line that got a pole went down somewhere on the west side. And
yeah.
There were four little pockets of neighborhoods that were without power for quite a big chunk of time.
And by the way, earlier this morning, ladies and gentlemen, it was snowing west of here in Kingman County.
Yeah. It's that time of year, baby.
One report of an inch of snow in Kingman County. So, yeah, strange time of the year. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and we are, of course, Ted and I are, I'll speak for Ted. We're just thankful that we're here. I know that Ted's thankful that he's not in the hospital.
I'm thankful to be alive this year.
Thankful to be alive, yeah. And hoping to see our family a little bit over the weekend and maybe get some turkey going, some dressing. How about that? And even some pumpkin pie, which, of course, I like with lots and lots of whipped cream on top of it.
Me too.
That's the way to go. All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, the new local pandemic order. Bill's going to talk about that on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.